Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office has a suspect in custody after an officer-involved shooting Thursday night. No officer was injured, and the name of the suspect hasn't been released. The Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigations is handling the incident, which happened near Abbotsford on State Highway 29. One person was taken to a local hospital, and the highway was closed for a time. The third annual March for Science is set for Saturday afternoon in Minocqua. The march is part of many scheduled around the United States and points around the globe to promote a greater use of science when governments make policy decisions. A local organizer is Tara Wolpe of Minocqua.
Right. It's kind of funny to think we're marching for science, right? It's sort of like marching for gravity. Basically, what we're marching for is in support of science. There are so many issues that we deal with today, or that we have today, that we aren't dealing with for the most part because we are trying to ignore it. And there's a movement to dismiss or ignore data and science.
She says climate change and environmental stewardship are two issues where policymakers have ignored science when making decisions.
Science doesn't need people to believe in it. Science just keeps going. But science needs people to believe in it if we're going to fund it and make things actually happen.
Wolpe says anyone is invited to gather at 2 p.m. in the Veterans Park Municipal Parking Lot in Minocqua. Then they will walk south on Oneida Street to the Highway 51 bridge, where they will show support for science and evidence-based policies. More information is on the Northwoods Progressives website. And a prison term for a Rhinelander woman who attempted to hire a hitman to kill her husband. 28-year-old Megan Danielchak was sentenced to 2 years in prison, 6 years of extended supervision after release. Danielchak had entered a no-contest plea in February. Assistant District Attorney Mary Sawinski argued Danielchak deserved prison time for the cold and calculated steps she took to arrange for the death of the father of her children. The Wisconsin Public Service Foundation is providing funding through its Rewarding Responders Grant Program to agencies in northeast and north central Wisconsin. WPS spokesperson Matt Cullen outlines the program.
And this year we're offering $50,000 worth of those grants to agencies that qualify for the grant. Individual agencies can apply for a grant of up to $2,000 that helps them purchase equipment or training that improves public safety in their community.
Last year, Woodruff Fire Department received funding for gas detectors and firefighting helmet lamps. Among departments eligible to apply, fire, EMS, police departments, and others who provide services to communities within northeastern and north central Wisconsin. Applications are now open and will be accepted through June 15th. Contact WPS for more information. And the Rhinelander Community Foundation has opened the window to apply for a grant for qualified organizations serving the Rhinelander area. Foundation President Gina Hex says thanks to early support establishing a founder circle since 2016, the foundation will begin a granting cycle.
We're pleased to reach this moment in time. We've been planning and raising money and saving for this point in time for the last few years since we've gotten started. And we've been able to establish unrestricted community endowment that will begin granting from that on a yearly basis from this year, right now, forever.
The foundation supports organizations within the boundaries of the school district of Rhinelander. Gina Hex says the foundation has grown since inception with an eye toward the future.
Since then, we've been establishing our founder circle. The unrestricted donations that came in through that have been used to establish the endowment that we're going to be granting from. But also, endowments take quite a long time to be impactful.
More information is available at RhinelanderCommunityFoundation.com. Applications may be submitted until May 31st. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for skies to be sunny with a high near 58. Tonight, cloudy, low 38. Saturday, sunny, high 66. Sunday, slight chance of showers, but otherwise partly sunny, high near 58. And Monday, sunny, high near 55. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.